This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. It's the second hour of the Alex Jones Show on this live June 23rd edition. Now, I was talking about before the break the Hillary for Prison t-shirts. Of course, if you enter your name into the newsletter, if you sign up for our newsletter at Infowars.com, you can also get 75% off that t-shirt. So be sure to do that today. Again, it helps us grow the operation. It helps us challenge the mainstream media directly. Now, before we went on air today, we had this story out of Germany. German Bienheim cinema complex attacker shot dead. This is out of BBC News. A masked man who reportedly fired shots in a cinema complex in western Germany has been shot dead by police, the state's interior minister has said. Peter Berth told the state of Hessen's parliament the police stormed the Kinopolis complex in Bienheim near Frankfurt after shots were reported. Now, initially, the first reports that we saw about this, we're talking about 40, 50 people injured, not dead. So thankfully, it later emerged that nobody had died. At least those are the last reports that I read. And only the gunman was shot. It now appears that he had some kind of fake gun, some kind of toy pistol. And he was there in the cinema. He initially took some hostages. But again, nobody died. In fact, it appears that the injuries, the only injuries sustained by the people in the cinema, were as a result of the tear gas used by the police. But again, how are they going to exploit this? Early reports, which I've seen, and again, this is not confirmed, suggest, surprise, surprise, they're going to blame this on the right wing. They're going to blame this on Pegida. Again, this huge movement that has arisen since Angela Merkel imported over 1 million Muslim migrants into Germany, and of course turned most of the German population against her. In fact, two-thirds of Germans want Merkel out at the next election. A lot of people say she shouldn't even run again because of what she's done to Germany. Again, the crime statistics. These migrants that she's brought in, responsible for double, at least double. And bearing in mind that's with all the cover-ups as well that we don't even hear about. At least double the violent crimes in Germany committed by migrants compared to the normal German population. These are official German government statistics. This is why German security experts are warning Merkel that the middle class in Germany is becoming, quote, radicalized. So if you refuse to listen to what people are saying, if you deluge villages of 150 people with 700 migrants, then yes, you're going to make a lot of people angry. Are all of them going to act out violently? No. But if you've got people on the edge of society who are already prone to this, who are hopped up on psychotropic drugs, just like we saw with the Joe Cox murder, then yes, those policies are going to lead to people acting out. So it remains to be seen if they will try and spin this into a narrative of the dangerous Pegida right wing in Germany. But it looks like it could be that way from early indications. And of course, we had another massive terror attack that was being plotted in Germany just a couple of weeks ago in Dusseldorf, involving Syrian refugees planning to conduct a Paris-style massacre. It was in a few German newspapers. It barely got any media traction because, again, they don't want that narrative getting out. We had a report back in November, shortly after the Paris massacre. German government covered up terror attack at soccer stadium where they found explosives. There were police eyewitnesses. There were EMTs that said they saw the explosives, and of course that story was buried. The stadium was evacuated, but they later claimed it was a false alarm. Again, because they didn't want that narrative getting out that Merkel has placed the security of her country under grave danger as a result of bringing in 1 million plus Muslim migrants. But if they can blame it on right-wingers, if they can blame it on Merkel's political opposition, then, of course, that kind of thing is to be welcomed. So we're going to see whether it turns out that this guy was, you know, just a mental patient, a workplace grudge or whatever. But again, early indications show that they could be about to blame this on the right wing in Germany, which is going to help Angela Merkel. Surprise, surprise. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live with Lauren Southern. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show, the June 23rd edition live. Now, the American Mirror reports NBC producer called would-be Trump assassin good guy with a gun. Now, we saw, again, last week, this crazed individual, this illegal alien from the United Kingdom, try to grab an officer's gun at a Trump event and assassinate Donald Trump. That story got virtually no traction whatsoever. Can you imagine if a Trump supporter had tried to grab a cop's gun at a Hillary Clinton event and had tried to assassinate Hillary Clinton? They would milk the bejesus out of that for weeks on end. Yet this was barely reported. And in fact, we've got left-wing news outlets, which I'll get onto here in a second, even expressing their surprise about the fact that this Trump assassination plot got so little attention. But the American Mirror reports, in an effort to make a smug attack on the conservative position that the best way to fight a bad guy with a gun is a good guy, an NBC producer tweeted that the failed assassin who tried to murder Donald Trump could be considered a good guy with a gun. Matt Maurer, an associate producer for NBC Universal since 2014, tweeted late Tuesday night that anyone who kills a Republican nominee is considered deserves the same praise as someone who tries to stop a mass killing. So again, he wraps it up in this little joke. But there's this huge assassination fetish on the left when it comes to Donald Trump. Remember the guy who stormed the stage back, I believe it was in March, you know, while Trump was giving his address. They tackled him. He almost got on the stage. What happened in the aftermath? Was he denounced as a violent radical, as somebody who had tried the same thing at a Hillary Clinton event would have been? No, he was given a platform by CNN to regale us all about how his act was a, you know, a brave act of social justice confronting the Nazi, the fascist Donald Trump. He wasn't denounced at all. He was mollycoddled. He was promoted. He was venerated by the same leftist media that, for example, venerated the Ferguson rioters immediately after they burned down that town. Time magazine, in defense of rioting. So again, it's no surprise that these people are emboldened because they're never castigated, they're never called out. And in relation to that, we've got this article out of Bustle.com. Again, this is a left-wing publication. Headline, yes, that Donald Trump assassination attempt should have gotten more attention. It's kind of a bummer that the recent assassination attempt on Donald Trump hasn't been bigger news. On Saturday, a 20-year-old British man, Michael Sanford, tried to take a weapon from an officer at a Trump rally in Las Vegas with the goal of killing the presumptive Republican nominee, according to multiple reports. Trump said Wednesday on Fox Business he didn't hear of the attempt until he saw it on TV. And I'm guessing many Americans didn't hear of it. So again, this is a left-wing writer, and this is not the only one. There was also an article in The Independent expressing her surprise that this story didn't get as much attention. Now, I addressed this in a video that I put out a few days ago, Crazy Violent Left-Wing Extremists, which we're going to play in a second here. Again, exploring the complete hypocrisy between, for example, David Duke coming out and endorsing Donald Trump, Trump having to disavow it over and over again, yet complete silence when it comes to Omar Mateen, on the record, according to his friends, as having expressed support for Hillary Clinton. Was Hillary Clinton asked to disavow Omar Mateen? No. So here's that report, Crazy Violent Left-Wing Extremists. Let's go to the clip. You don't have the clip? Okay, well, we need to get that ready. So again, it goes to the heart of the hypocrisy. This guy planned the Trump assassination for a year. He went down there, he went to a gun range the day before. He planned to carry out this assassination. You can say it was botched. You can say it was never actually likely to happen. But he tried to pull it off. And this is after, again, 8-plus months of people on Twitter every day tweeting, kill Donald Trump. This is Facebook pages that remain up for months saying, I want to effing kill Donald Trump. Meanwhile, use the word faggot on Facebook, you're banned for 30 days. This is the environment in which these people are being brainwashed. You know, top rappers at the Coachella Music Festival getting up and performing F Trump anthems that specifically within the lyrics of the song call for caving Trump's head in with a shovel. You know, I've got a chopper in the trunk for Donald Trump. That was another one. It was on YouTube for months. It wasn't even age restricted on YouTube. And now YouTube says that any negative comments about another person constitute harassment and cyberbullying, and your video is likely to be deleted. Meanwhile, you've got these punks rapping about how they want to physically kill Donald Trump. It's on there for months. It's not even age restricted. So again, amazing double standard. And do we have the guest now, or do we have the clip? So here's the clip. This is the video I made a couple of days ago. Again, analyzing this complete hypocrisy when it comes to violence on the left and violence on the right. Here's the clip.
Okay, leftists, let's play your game. MP Joe Cox was murdered by a violent, crazy, anti-EU right-wing extremist. That means all Conservatives and Brexit voters should be guilt-tripped into accepting responsibility for Joe Cox's death. That means voting to leave the EU would be disgracing Joe Cox's memory and siding with the murderer. So what about Michael Sandford, the British citizen who tried to assassinate Donald Trump? Is everyone who screamed about Donald Trump being a fascist, a Nazi, and literally Hitler responsible for the assassination attempt? Are the 600,000 Brits who signed a petition to ban Trump from entering the UK to blame for radicalising the would-be assassin? Are the innumerable left-wing pro-EU politicians who labelled Trump a threat to democracy culpable for the crime? Is it time to tone down the anti-Trump rhetoric? So what about Omar Mateen, the gay nightclub gunman? He was a registered Democrat, and he supported Hillary Clinton. Does that make Hillary Clinton responsible for Omar Mateen's rampage? Does that mean Hillary Clinton should suspend her campaign out of respect for the Orlando victims? Does that mean Hillary Clinton should be repeatedly asked for the next 3 weeks if she disavows Omar Mateen?
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke?
And second, how do you feel about the David Duke quasi-endorsement?
So what about James Wesley Howell, the man caught with guns and explosives on his way to a gay pride parade in LA? He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Does that make Bernie Sanders responsible for Howell's plot? Does that mean Bernie Sanders should suspend his campaign in order to prevent other Bernie supporters from becoming radicalized? Does that mean Bernie Sanders should be repeatedly asked for the next 3 weeks if he disavows James Wesley Howell?
Why not disavow David Duke?
All right, I disavow, okay?
You see, leftists only want to play this game when they can change the rules on a whim. They lie, they cheat, they misdirect. After months of ignoring violent anti-Trump protesters, the regressive left is suddenly all concerned about violent right-wingers. Give me a break. You don't care about right-wing violence. In fact, you welcome it, because you can use it as grief porn to callously push your political agenda. Meanwhile, crazy, hysterical, radicalized leftists continue to plot and carry out violence, safe in the assumption that the mainstream media will do everything in its power to twist the narrative and bury the truth.
Okay, that's a video I put out on YouTube a couple of days ago. Go and check that out. But now we have our guest, and we've got a few minutes here, but we'll get more into it after the break. Lauren Southern of The Rebel Media. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Paul.
Okay, now, of course, we saw you at Bilderberg in Dresden there. You've been touring around Europe. Now you're in London, and you appeared on Sky News. I was watching the Brexit coverage early today on Sky News, and suddenly out of the blue, I didn't even know you were going to be on. You popped up there in a gun control debate with this erratic, angry old man, and it was just a one long exercise in ad hominems. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, that was an interesting appearance. I was actually quite nervous going on because this guy has written 29 books or something ridiculous like that. But we get on air, and he just starts screeching at me, "Miss Southern, everything you're saying is fallacious. You're young, you're Canadian, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a libertarian, you're irrelevant." And I just kept saying, "That's not an argument. That's not an argument." And it was just hilarious to watch the Sky News host actually have to intervene and say, "You know you're on live TV, right?" to the lefty I was arguing about gun control with, because all he had was ad hominems. He had presented zero argument and would not answer me when I asked him, how will any of these proposed amendments stop the shooting in San Bernardino, the shooting in Orlando? None of those proposed amendments that the Democrats are having a hissy fit in the House right now over would have stopped these shootings. It is pure virtue signaling. And this guy, he just had a mental breakdown on live TV because he had zero arguments.
And he was there engaging in actual misogyny. Now we go on about, you know, leftists crying misogyny over and over again on false grounds. This guy about 10, 15 times emphasized, well, at one point he called you a high school student, but then he emphasized the words, the word miss, 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 over and over again. This is a supposed leftist trying to emphasize the fact that you're a woman, as if that somehow wins him the argument. What in the world did he think he was doing?
Well, yeah, it was really strange because I can't imagine what the response would be from people if this had happened and I were a leftist woman and he were a right-wing man. Can you imagine if some NRA guy came on and was arguing with a lefty chick and was like, Miss, you don't know what you're talking about. Miss, you're a high school student. Miss, you are too young. Miss, you are Canadian. Just so patronizing. And, you know, I don't typically call things sexist, so I wouldn't necessarily call it sexist, but you would certainly, if that were the other way around and he were the...
Exactly. Right. We'll be back after the break with Lauren Southern. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show Live with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, Lauren's debate with that gun grabber on Sky News was really a sight to see. You can go and check it out on her Twitter page. But I want to move on because we've got about 5 minutes left here. Lauren, you've been in Europe for a few weeks now. You've been to some of the migrant areas, some of the migrant camps. Last week, I saw you you visited Calais, which, of course, is where many of them are trying to sneak in the into the United Kingdom. From what you saw, how many of the migrants there were, you know, genuine refugees, and how many were economic migrants attempting to reach the UK to abuse the welfare system? Do we have Lauren? Okay. So basically, you can go and watch the video on her channel on the Rebel Media. She goes and asks these migrants who are at these camps, you know, where they're from, for a start. If you ask them where they're from, the vast majority were not Syrian refugees. In fact, I think she only found one out of asking dozens of them, one who was actually a Syrian refugee. And she shed light on another important factor, was that the media only shows the children, only shows the women in all these reports about, quote, refugees. She went to the migrant camp there in Calais, one of them, after it had been moved, and found basically three or four children throughout the entire camp. And those were the ones that were getting interviewed, that were getting the camera put on them by the mainstream media, while the vast, vast majority were, again, young, fighting-age males on their cell phones, the vast majority of them not from Syria, from places like Sudan, from places like Afghanistan. So, again, the complete 180 opposite to what you see in the mainstream media. We've been lied to about this migrant crisis from the very beginning, and that continues to be the case. Let me know if we get Lauren back on the line. They were having some problems because, of course, she's on the road. She's doing reports, so it's difficult. Have we got Lauren back?
Hello, can you hear me?
Lauren, yeah, I just wanted to get your perception of what you saw at the Calais migrant camp. How many people were, you know, genuine refugees? How many were just economic migrants? Tell us what you saw.
Right. So we haven't released this video yet on Rebel Media, but we've done a lot of interviews. Well, we did 160. And most of the people I spoke to were leaving for financial reasons. You are not a refugee anymore once you leave a war-torn country. You get to a safe spot, and then you want to leave that to another place. That is, you're shopping for the best place to live. That's not a refugee. A refugee gets out of the war-torn country and is happy to be out of the war-torn country. These people are shopping for the place they're trying to get the most money, welfare, and they're trying to get to London and Canada. That's what most of them told me. They have plans, and they didn't bring their families. They're all young men that are able to make this journey. They all have, they've all told me that this is for jobs. None of them, all of them were in kind of bad-ish situations, but I mean, half the world is in a third world situation right now, right? You can't import the entire third world simply because violence is going on, simply because some people have a bad situation. First world countries, quite frankly, could not take that. And these aren't even families. These are young men.
Exactly. I mean, and we just don't see this on the news. A couple of minutes left, though. You also went to Molenbeek, because we were chased out of Molenbeek by the culturally enriched moderate Muslims there. You talked to people on the street. Tell us what you learned about the fine line between so-called moderate Islam and the pro-Sharia crowd in Molenbeek.
Right. This video hasn't come out either yet, but we did have a lot of people tell us, yeah, we want Sharia law in Molenbeek. We want this to be run by Sharia law. And you don't see that in the media. You don't see them showing that these Muslims are not moderate. Sharia law includes killing gays. Sharia law includes cutting women up, cutting people's hands off for stealing. And they would just shrug and say, I don't see a problem with that. Culture. I don't see a problem with that. And, you know, eventually they might already have enough people to sway Molenbeek to make their own laws. They probably already enforced it themselves through peer intimidation tactics of each other in large groups. When I was there, I actually felt more fear being in Molenbeek than in Calais. Local groups of men coming up saying to us, this is our property. You don't get to do anything here. Put your camera away. Told us to just get out of there.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we experienced. I mean, Rob Dew got kicked out of the migrant camps there in in Germany. But again, we got physically chased out of Molenbeek. The environment was a lot worse. Lauren, we're going to leave it there now. We're coming up against the break, but thanks for joining us. You can check out Lauren's work at The Rebel Media and Lauren Southern on Twitter. Go watch her debate with the gun grabber on Sky News earlier today. Fantastic rebuttal. She completely rattled and destroyed him because he could only resort to ad hominem. So go and watch that clip. But we'll be back live with the truth about Brexit next on The Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prosti Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I nice. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show on this Brexit EU referendum day. We're going to get more into that in a moment, but I want to tell you about our Deep Cleanse special. Again, another amazing special available at InfoWarsLife.com. This is 20% off Deep Cleanse. We know that a clean, toxin-free body is the foundation of true health. That's why we developed Deep Cleanse, an all-in-one total body cleanser that doesn't cut any corners. This all-natural formula incorporates a chemical and toxic metal cleansing ability of organic zeolites in combination with powerful cleansing herbs. And you can see over 100 five-star reviews, again, all independent third-party reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Now is the time to stock up and get Deep Cleanse for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. So go there, get the product, support the expansion of our media operation. Now, we got a story linked up on the Drudge Report as it relates to Brexit. Proposed EU army hidden from British voters until after Brexit. Well, imagine my shock. As citizens of the United Kingdom prepare to cast their votes in a nationwide referendum to decide whether or not to leave the European Union, a plan detailing the initial framework for the creation of a European Union army are being kept hidden from the public until the day after the vote. Well, what do you know? The global strategy on foreign and security policy, which envisions the formation of new European military and operational structures, was drafted by Federica Mogherini, High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy. And the plan lays the framework for the creation of a European army, which is what the EU was intended to become all along. Remember, when it first started, it was just a free trade zone, just a harmless free trade zone to get rid of those trade tariffs. Now, it's an army. It's a Euro super core. It's deciding 60% of our rules and regulations and laws. It's a federal behemoth. So they're waiting until the day after the vote to announce further integration. Remember, David Cameron went to the EU before all this, before he announced the referendum, to try and get some kind of deal to make it better, to bring back more powers into the United Kingdom. They basically gave him nothing. They did give him a vague promise that there would be no more political or military integration when it comes to the UK and the EU. Of course, they completely lied. We've also got the situation with Turkey, where in just a few days the EU will again begin those negotiations with Turkey to make Turkey a member of the EU. What does that mean for the UK? Well, they polled people in Turkey and asked them if they wanted, if they would move to the UK if Turkey joined the EU, if they would move there, live there, work there. 12 million plus of them said yes. Now, we're already full. We don't need 12 million more Muslim migrants, thank you very much. We don't need more cultural enrichment. But again, that's something they've delayed until after the EU vote. So they're preparing all these goodies for us. They hid them from the public beforehand because that they know that would sway more of the vote towards leave. So they've hidden this, and they're preparing more of these in the next few days and weeks after this vote takes place. But on the subject of Brexit, I put together this YouTube video. I think it's got about 400,000 views by this point. The truth about Brexit, why it matters, why it still matters with 3.5 hours left for you to vote if you're listening. And, you know, even if the vote goes against us, which people expect it to do because people are afraid of changing the status quo, why it matters that we continue the fight for independence, for sovereignty, for the United Kingdom. So here is the truth about Brexit.
This is the most important vote you will ever cast in your lifetime. So listen up. They're lying to you about Brexit. All this Chicken Little, the sky is falling. There'll be World War III if Britain leaves the EU. There'll be economic catastrophe. It's all total bollocks. The EU isn't planning to become a federal superstate accountable only to the bureaucrats who profit from it. It already is one. It already has a central bank, a president, a currency, a criminal justice system, a passport, a flag, an anthem. These are all defining characteristics of a nation state. They lecture us all day about nationalism being evil while trying to build a contrived pan-European nationality. Because it's not about free trade. It's not about peace. It's about obliterating the nation state and replacing it with their own Byzantine United States of Europe and seizing raw power. They lied to us from the start. They claimed it was just going to be a free trade zone. It's already a sprawling empire. And isn't it an amazing coincidence that all the economic, academic, NGO and arts organizations who are fear-mongering about Britain leaving the EU are being bankrolled by the EU. The EU pays organizations to call for the EU to be given more power. The EU then seizes more power. claiming it did so in response to popular demand. These are the same groups you now see all over the news claiming that Brexit will lead to the apocalypse. They're lying to you because they don't want their slush fund to come to an end. There's all this fear-mongering about massive job losses. The only job losses are going to be MEPs falling off the Brussels gravy train, the £3,500 a month general expenses, the business class refunds for budget flights, the €12,000 a month staff budget, the private shopping malls that aren't even open to the peasant public. And these MEPs don't even have to submit receipts. It's all a massive bribe to buy their obedience. EU officials pay a flat tax of just 21%. They're making decisions that have fiscal consequences for ordinary people, while themselves being exempt from those consequences. Power without responsibility. The ultimate form of authoritarianism. You've heard it said that the EU is undemocratic. It's not undemocratic, it's anti-democratic. Look at how the European Union responds when citizens in Europe vote to reject its mandates. In Denmark, Ireland, France, the Netherlands, Greece, the people voted to reject the Maastricht Treaty, to reject the Nice Treaty, to reject the EU Constitution, to reject the Lisbon Treaty, to reject the euro bailout. And every time the EU either made them vote again to get the result they wanted, or simply ignored the vote altogether. Listen to what Jean-Luc Dehaene, the former Belgian Prime Minister, said about a referendum on the EU Constitution. If the answer is no, the vote will probably have to be done again, because it absolutely has to be a yes. Listen to what Jean-Claude Juncker, the current President of the EU Commission, said about the French referendum on the EU Constitution. If it's a yes, we will say on we go. And if it's a no, we will say we continue. This is the same guy who said, quote, when it becomes serious, we have to lie. These people have nothing but contempt for your democratic rights. Look at the Eurozone bailouts. Under Article 125 of the EU's treaty, the bailouts were completely illegal. Under the EU's own rules, they were illegal. When Papandreou called for a referendum on the Greek bailout, he was turfed out and replaced with a Eurocrat. The same thing happened to Berlusconi when he said that the Euro had made Italians poorer. He survived a million scandals, but as soon as he defied the EU, he was gone. This is how they treat leaders who, God forbid, value the democratic rights of their own people. Juncker spelled it out when he said, quote, there can be no democratic choice against the European treaties. If the EU were a country applying to join itself, it would be rejected on the grounds of being insufficiently democratic. Look at the EU Commission. It's the EU's government as well as its legislative body. There's no separation whatsoever. Imagine the Obama White House writing a law to ban all guns and then passing it with virtually no input from Congress. That's practically how the EU operates. That's not a democratic institution. That's a tyranny. Why would we want to be part of an institution that's inherently anti-democratic? An institution that seeks to regulate and control every aspect of human behaviour. A complete insult to British common law, which holds that freedoms that are not explicitly prohibited are implicitly allowed. An institution whose Euro judges have declared that their decisions take precedence over national constitutions and parliaments. Do you want to live in a democracy or a technocracy? Do you want to have the power to remove the people that govern you, or be at the whim of bureaucrats who you didn't even elect, being ruled by people whose names you don't even know?
Do you recognize this man?
No.
Do you recognize that man?
No.
I challenge you to name almost any of them.
We sacrificed our democracy, our sovereignty, in return for promises of peace and prosperity. And this is what we got in return. MEPs who we don't even vote for. They're completely ceremonial. They have no power. The EU Parliament can't even propose or repeal laws. It's all done by unelected commissioners who who scheme behind the scenes with lobbyists.
Parliamentary democracy, once every 5 years, you can throw everything out of the window and start again. With this, once something is European law, there is nothing through a democratic process the voter can do to change it.
The people whom we elect to go to Brussels have almost no power at all. They do what they're told.
Got even less power than the House of Lords, for goodness sake.
Our votes for these people are pointless. They are fundamentally pointless.
We need to talk about immigration because the polls show that this is the issue that's going to swing this vote. So if you're enjoying the cultural enrichment that millions of Muslim migrants are bringing to Europe, then how about 75 million more? The EU is being blackmailed by Turkey to speed up its acceptance into the European Union. If that happens, 75 million Turks could eventually have the right to live in the UK. We've already got record net immigration. We're full. 333,000 immigrants pouring into the UK every single year, more than half of whom are from other EU countries. Double the number from EU countries that they first claimed. Now 500,000 more migrants from the Middle East and North Africa who have entered Europe over the past year could make their way to Britain from 2020 under EU free movement rules. If we continue down this path of political integration, EU mandated quotas could see us swamped with millions more Muslim migrants, just like Germany. We won't be in a position to say no. This is already putting an incredible strain on our public services and the NHS. We've got a chronic housing shortage. We've got record homelessness. And thanks to the EU's open border policy, southern European states simply waved millions of migrants through, knowing that they would head to the northern European welfare states and would become someone else's burden. Now Sweden and Germany are making their own people homeless to accommodate migrants who have nothing but contempt for our culture. People from an aggressive and regressive belief system who hate the West even though we shower them with benefits. So unless you want parts of Britain to become Brussels-style radicalized Islamic ghettos, we need to take back control of our borders. Like any big government outfit, the EU also wants to import millions more people who will become dependent on big government. Why? Because they'll vote for more big government. Despite the official Leave campaign shying away from immigration, the polls show that this is the primary issue motivating voters. This is how we win, by putting immigration at the forefront where it deserves to be. The European Union is an economic basket case. Since 2010, every region in the world has experienced significant economic growth, except Europe. It's the sick man of the globe. The UK sends the EU £350 million a week, enough to build a new NHS hospital every single week. We get less than half of this back and have no control over how it's spent. Britain has paid more into the EU budget than she got back for 40 out of 41 years. We spent more than double on EU largesse than we saved from 5 years of austerity measures. Yet where are the mass protest movements on the left? It's no surprise how desperate the EU is for us to stay. We're propping up their entire failing system. As the disaster in Greece has shown, the EU is only economically as strong as its weakest member. Now countries like Albania and Serbia are about to join, so more of our money can be transferred over to them. This is just wealth confiscation on a continental scale. Look at how the EU's devastated the British fishing industry, banning fishermen from operating on their own doorstep. These fish markets used to bustle with 12,000 boxes of fish a day. Now look at it, 200 boxes a day. We pay the price while countries that maintained their independence from the EU, like Norway, prosper.
When Britain joined the common market, it lost control of its fishing grounds. When quotas were imposed, several other European countries lobbied the EU for Britain's fishing rights to be divided up between them. The British government was powerless to stop this.
The EU has just obliterated the English fishing industry altogether. The quota system they've got now is just, it's just mad.
Local fishermen were now banned from fishing in waters they'd fished successfully for centuries.
Oh, just beyond the pier over there. In fact, it might be the day of this great big Dutchman. Well, that Dutchman's got 25% of the whole quota of all of England. It's only 3 or 4 miles off the Tyne catching herring and mackerel. Local fleet kind of catch herring and mackerel and it's straight on the doorstep.
There is still a prospering North Atlantic fishing industry, but only in countries that have retained their independence.
Well, look at the Icelandics and the Faroes and the Norwegians. They sell millions of pounds worth of fish to us. And they're outside the common market. But you tell me a common market country that buys fish off us, but they send the fishing boats from the North Sea to catch our fish. And it's just madness.
The EU has been paying British fishermen to destroy their boats.
Inside the EU, Britain isn't even allowed to negotiate its own trade deals. It has to fall in line with the other 27 countries. But what's going to happen to British exports to the EU if we leave? The EU takes 55% of Swiss exports and 81% of Norwegian exports, both of which on in the EU. The EU isn't going to stop trading with us if we leave. They need us. We'd be their biggest export market. We'd also be free to sign trade deals with countries that are actually growing economically and not be bound by the EU ball and chain. But aren't we taking a huge leap into the unknown if we leave, claim the Remain camp fearmongers? Really? Well, look at Switzerland, the highest quality of life in the world, 5 times the exports of the UK, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the world, low taxes, few regulations, a GDP twice as high as Britain, the same for wages, direct democracy. The people decide when there's a referendum, not the politicians. Switzerland still trades with the EU, and it doesn't have to apply any of their endless regulations domestically. Whereas Britain has to apply 100% of them. I mean, what's not
okay,
to like?
We're going to continue with the truth about Brexit after the break. Again, on the point of regulations, even an iPhone, every iPhone sold in Europe has to have a volume limiter, which is set at the recommended EU level. That's how invasive they are into our daily lives, but we'll get more into it after the break. Also, an update on that woman who was campaigning outside a polling booth. We've got an update on that coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, 3 times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're back live on the Alex Show, on Alex Jones Show, on this Brexit voting day now earlier, and we're going to get back into the truth about Brexit in a second. We had a report about a woman standing outside a polling station campaigning, handing out leaflets. It's now turned out that, yes, indeed, she was campaigning for Vote Remain, and she was campaigning in Tower Hamlets, which is one of these Islamic ghettos, in which a lot of people who don't really know how to vote, probably wouldn't have been that inclined to vote, would have been very amenable to, you know, her advice. So she's standing out there telling these people, these poor Muslim people walking past, how to vote, handing out leaflets. Now, since checked it, it's not technically illegal, but you can flip it around. There are people with Vote Leave t-shirts who simply go in to vote. They're not campaigning. They're being told to get 100 yards away from the polling station. So again, complete double standard. There's another report. A polling station in London has been forced to remove the St. George's flag after a man on social media claimed it was a dog whistle for the Leave campaign and made the room look like an EDL rally. So you can't have Vote Leave t-shirts. You can't, God forbid, display the English flag. But you can literally stand outside a polling station with a badge on, handing out leaflets, telling people how to vote. And in fact, Breitbart London interviewed this woman and she told them directly, yes, I've convinced many people who weren't going to vote to vote Remain. So you can't do that. You can't even wear a t-shirt saying Vote Leave. They'll tell you to get the hell out of there. But you can stand right in the doorway and hand out leaflets. Again, the amazing double standard of the Vote Remain campaign, the amazing hypocrisy and special privileges that they've been given. But we're going to return to the truth about Brexit here, finishing up with this video. And you can get this on YouTube. It's on my channel. Get it out to people. Here is the conclusion of the truth about Brexit.
What's not to like? Switzerland has flourished precisely because it's not in the EU. Why can't we follow their example? Look at Iceland. Same story. Look at Guernsey. Its head of state is the Queen. It uses the pound. It has a parliamentary democracy. It has control over its own borders. It has a thriving economy, a high standard of living. Crime is virtually non-existent. Guernsey is not in the European Union. Why can't we follow their example? The EU is so fixated with regulating and controlling our every activity. They're now banning kettles, toasters, hairdryers, and light bulbs if they're not eco-friendly enough. Big corporations love the EU because they can afford to adopt its endless list of onerous regulations. This enables them to strangle their competition, the small and up-and-coming businesses whose growth is hindered by these regulations. Despite the fact that only 6% of their exports go to EU countries, small businesses in the UK have to comply with 100% of EU regulations. A salmon smoker in London had to pay thousands of pounds to comply with EU allergy regulations to say that his product contained fish. Gee, do you think the consumer would already know if they're buying salmon that it contains fish. Look at how the EU conspired with pharmaceutical companies to ban vitamin supplements. Only Big Pharma could afford to run all the safety tests, even though there was no safety issue in the first place. Independent herbalists couldn't afford those tests, and they went out of business. Look at how the EU and big corporations conspired to switch cars over to diesel fuel to corner the market. Oh, but it was all for a good cause, a 15% reduction in CO2. Because they really care about us. What they didn't tell you was that compared to petrol, diesel emits 22 times more pollutants that penetrate our lungs, brains, and hearts. For a crony capitalist deal, the EU imposed regulations that actually killed untold numbers of people. Why would...
Visit GCNLive.com today.